Folks, if you've spent any real time in Blaine County, then you already know one simple truth. This land means something. It ain't just dirt roads, pine trees, and old buildings with peeling paint. It's home. It's where people work with their hands, mind their business, take care of their neighbors, and try to build something honest out of the dust and sweat of everyday life. For a long time, Paleto Bay has stood as one of the proudest corners of this county. It's been quiet at times, overlooked at others, and maybe even underused in ways that never quite sat right with me. Because anybody with good sense knows Paleto ain't supposed to be forgotten. It's supposed to be lived in, worked in, fought for, built up. That's why I wanted to take a moment to speak plainly with the people of Blaine County and the greater state about something that's been stirring in the north. Some changes are coming to Paleto Bay. Big ones. This effort is being referred to as the Bay Expansion Program, and from where I'm sitting, it's a step in the right direction. The goal is simple enough: spread opportunity across the state, take some pressure off the usual crowded places, and give folks more reason to head north, stay north, and make something of themselves north of the city line. Now, let me be clear, this isn't about turning Paleto Bay into some circus attraction or paving over the soul of the county. This is about growth with purpose. It's about giving working folks, outdoorsmen, business owners, and yes, even the ones who tend to drift in the grey areas of the law, new ground to stand on, and new reasons to explore the reaches of San Andreas. What might that look like? Well, from what I've gathered, folks can expect to see expanded hunting areas for those who make a living, or at least a weekend hobby, out in the brush. There's word of additional fishing spots opening up, which is good news to anybody who knows the value of a quiet morning, a baited hook, and some patience. Deep sea activity may also become part of the picture, which means the waters off our coast may hold more promise than ever before for those willing to brave them. And then there's the matter of commerce and industry. The old Clucking Bell Farms property is expected to see a new chapter as the Paleto Bay Meat Emporium, with meat processing becoming one of the more notable additions to the region. I'll tell you this much, I'd rather see a useful business rise from an old shell than watch another building sit around collecting rust and bad memories. If done right, that kind of development gives people jobs, movement, and one more reason to stop treating Paleto like it's the edge of the world. Now, I'd be failing in my duty if I didn't address the other side of things. Where growth goes, trouble has a way of sniffing around after it. There's been talk that certain illegal ventures may begin to spread their roots further north as well, including weapon manufacturing and other criminal enterprise. That doesn't surprise me one bit. Opportunity doesn't just attract good people trying to earn an honest dollar, it also attracts snakes looking to profit off disorder, fear, and violence. So let me say this as clearly as I know how. If you're looking at Paleto Bay as your next playground for lawlessness, you'd better think twice. Blaine County is open land, but it is not unguarded land. My deputies and I know these roads. We know these trails. We know what belongs, what doesn't, and what looks out of place. We've chased folks through forests, over mountains, across highways, and straight into the kind of bad decisions they wish they could take back. If new industry and activity come to Paleto Bay, then so will our attention, our patrols, and our commitment to keeping the peace for the law-abiding men and women who call this county home. That said, I don't want this message to sound like doom and gloom, because it ain't. Truth be told, I'm hopeful. I believe Paleto Bay deserves investment. I believe Blaine County deserves growth. And I believe the state works better when people have more than one place to go, more than one path to walk, and more than one chance to make a name for themselves. A stronger North means a stronger state. More jobs, more purpose, more movement, and more reasons for people to explore the land beyond the city skyline. That's good for working folks, good for small business, good for local culture, and if handled right, it'll be good for the future of Blaine County. So, whether you're a hunter, a fisherman, a diver, a laborer, a trucker, or just somebody looking for a fresh start in a fresh corner of the map, keep your eyes on Paleto Bay. Things are changing, and I suspect this is only the beginning. We'll be watching closely from this side of the sheriff's desk. Stay safe, keep your nose clean, and don't make my deputies come looking for you in the dark. Respectfully, Sheriff Dusty Hargrove.